Martin Luther King. Reverend Martin Luther King, Jr., 1929-68, became the leader of the civil rights movement. He was often arrested and his home attacked, but he followed the Christian idea to turn the other cheek and not to use violence. Between 1957 and 1968, he traveled over 10 million kilometers and made over 2,500 speeches, as well as writing 5 books. His greatest success was the peaceful March for Jobs and Freedom in 1963 in Washington, D.C., where 250,000 people heard him declare, "I have a dream." In 1964, King, aged only 35, was awarded the Nobel Prize for Peace. He gave the prize money to the civil rights movement. Because he was a Christian clergyman, he used the Christian message of nonviolence as part of his strategy. He said, for example, "We don't have to argue with anybody. We don't have to curse and go around acting bad with our words. We don't need any bricks and bottles. We don't need any Molotov cocktails. We just need to go around to these stores and to these massive industries in our country and say, 'God sent us by here to say to you that you're not treating his children right. And we've come by here to ask you to make the first item on your agenda fair treatment where God's children are concerned. Now, if you are not prepared to do that, we do have an agenda that we must follow, and our agenda calls for withdrawing economic support from you.'" The last speech. The night before he was murdered, Martin Luther King gave a speech about his readiness for death, for he had already been close to being killed before. Find a link to a recording of this speech on the Focus On website.